of these guys, but they want to play around. I'm ready.
All right, so yeah.
You know, it's been a pretty good process, you know what I mean? It was just a waiting game to see who's going to come get me, you know. Broncos showed the most interest in me, and hey, I'm a Bronco now, so can't worry about what happened last year or what team I was with. I'm with the Denver Broncos right now, and that's all it is.
John Fox made it pretty clear through this whole offseason that running back was number one priority in free agency. So obviously they put a pretty hardcore press on you. What was the sell? What were they trying to?
Well, you know, the running back coach, I had him in Buffalo. So, you know what I mean? That was a pretty good sell. Then, you know, it was just all from downhill. You know, Coach Fox, he's a running back coach. Basically, you might as well say he's going to run the ball. And that's what I'm looking for. Somebody's going to run the ball regardless.
How do you see your role? I mean, obviously you've been in our running back by committee. You had no Sean here. Do you see some of the same, or you see yourself as having?
This is a little more one back system here in the NFL, man. This is gonna be a two back situation. And regardless, I'm just gonna come in and do the best I can. You know, I'm gonna help him out. I'm gonna help him out, and whatever plays I can make, I'm gonna make.
You kind of had that role of, for lack of a better term, vulture a little bit in Baltimore. You know, Ray did a lot of it, and then you came in the 20s and pounded the ball in. Do you see yourself this stage of your career? Would you like to be able to not just be the hammer?
I mean, you know, hey, if I'm going to be the hammer, I'm going to be the hammer. I don't have no problem with it. I can pull the trigger, you know what I mean? But I can do more, you know what I mean? It's just, like I said, this is a new beginning, a new start, so it's wide open right now.
So running back by committee, Willis, that's pretty, way pretty much the whole league does it, unless you have a superstar right now, pretty much the attitude.
Yeah.
A lot of guys are going to get to carry the ball.
Yeah, everybody's going to carry the ball, you know what I mean? We're going to see what people can do preseason. Knows me, you know what I mean? He knows what I can do and what I can't do, and he knows my attitude, and he knows I'm going to prepare for the game. So, hey, like a welcome home.
Best years while playing for him, I suppose.
I had a good year in Baltimore. Now I went to the Pro Bowl, so you know I can't say all that, but you know what I mean? It was a fun experience with him.
You early in your career had some injuries, but how you're going to be 30, I think, to turn this season.
Yeah.
Do you look at yourself as not having some of the mileage of some other 30-year-old backs? Because a lot of people look at that 30-year-old.
It's like what Jay-Z says, 30 is the new 20, baby. You know, that's how I approach it. That's how I work out in the weight room. And you know what I mean? I'm going to continue to do it like that.
So you feel really good physically for this stage?
Oh, yeah, I'm great. I'm probably the best shape I've been since coming into the league.
Because you're fresh from this whole offseason? Is that
fresh from the whole offseason. Fresh from sitting behind Baltimore, you know what I mean? It just gave me a better look at things, what I need to do.
Now just in the playbook, you got 4 days or whatever.
In the playbook. You know, I can't do nothing with the team, so it's just like in the playbook watching. And, you know, that kind of helps out than just, you know, sitting in the hotel and, you know, not being around players. But being with Coach E, he makes sure I'm learning things. I'm sitting right next to him in meetings, and, you know, we're going from there.
Can you tell how different or the same it is from when you used to work with Eric as far as the kinds of running plays you guys are going to do?
It's the same. You know, everybody has the same terminology. You know, I've been on the East Coast the whole time, and, you know, Coach Fox was on the East Coast up there in Carolina. So it's basically the same, just different words.
And in Carolina, D'Angelo and Jonathan Stewart had some pretty good success. You look like you and Noshon could be the West Coast, West Side version.
I think we're not going to be like D'Angelo and Slash and Dash. We're going to be our own. We're going to make a difference. We're going to be Stallions and Broncos out here, man, doing it. I hope that's right. Stallions and Broncos, them two different horses? Okay, there we go.
You're always motivated, I know, when you're out there on the football field. But when you go to a new team, you get new coaches, new teammates, is it an extra juice when you get on that field to impress them even more so?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it, man. Like I said, it's a new beginning. And not only that, I know some of the players. You know, I've been hanging around them for a long time. You know, me and DJ went to school. I know Elvis. You know, I know Wood, Wesley. So, you know what I mean? And Champion. So, you know, it's a good feeling. You know, a new atmosphere, new day, new beginning. Hey, just ready to have fun, man.